parallel a chance to get a small glimpse of what has happened in some of these workshops. So I asked all of those who did one, who were the registrator of the workshop, to say a few words, a few minutes about what they talked about, maybe what the outcome was, and what plans they have drawn from this. We'll be started by Hanwen News for Lillemont, and after that we'll hand on the microphone to the next, until we are finished.
So our Birds of a Feather session was more of a mini presentation. So they're basically, we did three things. The first one is that we showed everyone the latest and greatest features of our upcoming 2.6 release, and I'll just give a small brief highlight. We used to be tech-based, which was nice because it solved a lot of headaches for us, but it also means that if you download Lillipalm on Windows, you get a 60 megabyte download because it includes T-Tag. Well, for the 2.5 release, we now have, we use the Pango library, which handles Unicode for us, and it means that we now have a viable backend which uses PostScript directly, and we now can run without using tech. And we can also typeset Japanese and Tibetan, linear, Cretans, ASCript, and all kinds of other interesting stuff. We also have some experimental code for graphically tweaking output, so we have a GNOME Canvas backend in Lillipalm where you can move around pieces of notation. Well, it's experimental, so we don't actually try to use it in the next release, but it shows some of the plans we have for Lillipalm. The really big news is that Jan and I, or in practice actually at this moment me, are starting a company. It's called around Lillipalm. It's called Lillipalm Software Design LSD. So we have big and small hallucinations, or I should say plans. So the bad news is the purpose of this company is not to hack more on Lillipond, because we already have done that a lot and we will continue doing so. The purpose is to make money using Lillipond so that we can actually continue to do it and not be, we get older and we have other things to do, and if we cannot continue doing it as a hobby. So we figure we have to do it as work. You can accept, I hope we have some big plans. I'm not going to go into very much detail into them now, but you should think in the line of getting support for installations, and we're also looking for bigger partners because we are a package that can provide under the hood processing of music notation. So if you're Apple and you have this nice big sequencer, you can actually have very good notation coming out of it by just plugging in Lillipalm. And of course, we would be very happy to make plugs. Of course, this is still somewhat in the future. At the moment, we're already prepared to implement stuff for you. If you have a special request or a special feature you would like to have, you can email me and we set a price for that, and you can have it the very next day implemented in CVS. And in fact, for the 2.5 release, we have already had around 5 small features that were commissioned by users. So if you find something missing, just send us an email. Finally, in the session, we had some question and answer session with users, and we talked with the people who developed Note Edit, so I hope that Note Edit in the future will have even better Lillipalm export. And we also talked to Gerard, who is a composer, so I've understood, and it reinforces our observation that many people that do advanced composition or algorithmic composition are really fond of Lillipalm because it can do all kinds of things that are simply not possible with either Finale or Sabidus.
And well, I guess this is about what we discussed.
Thank you.
Thanks, Handel. Then we just go right on the next to my barman. We did a short workshop on wonder and maybe wonders. It's wonder, it's wonder, and it's wonder's image.
I think for the moment I still think wonder is a trademark. And I think instead of to put the word wonder, it would be something really cool, which I can't imagine. Maybe it will change to wonder. Well, the workshop was basically set up because there were a lot of questions after my talk. So we decided to have a little session and to answer these questions. So I won't go into detail about all of that. Just want to say that there were quite a lot of people for how small the research space actually is. Most of them were like future users. There was one speaker panel manufacturer who was also interested in having an open source project that can use their panels. So I suppose if there is ever a need for hardware support, then we can talk with them, so that is quite nice. Yeah, I have the feeling that in the next year there will be development of Wonder going on, not just at the team, but which is, I think, a very good thing.
Okay, thank you. So next will be Paul Davis on the Jack workshop.
We started the workshop with some questions from relatively new users of Jack, just trying to answer some questions people had about its usage or its design. I think they were helpful questions to have clarified. And we then moved on to a discussion of what's actually happening with Jack right now and where it might be going. These were really focused, I think, on three areas. One had to do with time synchronization. Fons gave us a very abbreviated summary of a proposal that he's made to add some additional timers or time sources to Jack to help Jack clients synchronize various sources, both within the Jack brand and outside of it. It's too early to say at this point, but as a personal comment, I think it's extremely likely we'll see those timers in, show up in Jack. I think the other two major points that we were touching upon were to see what thoughts people had about what needed to be done before 1.0 of Jack is released. And I don't think it was a comprehensive list at all. We didn't have the Mantis plug system up, so we weren't actually looking at the reports that are still filed against Jack, but there were a few points made that I've taken note of that we need to address before we can even think about 1.0 coming up. And we also had a small amount of conversation about the potential, what the future is as far as Stefan Letz's new version of Jack that he's written that's multi-processor aware and has click-free connections. Again, I don't think there were any decisions made. I don't think this is not the right forum for that to happen. But there were some ideas being thrown around about the desirability or lack of desirability, positives and negatives, about shifting toward that direction or not going in that direction. And I think we'll see more of that on the Jack mailing list over the next few months, probably. And I think that was really about it.
The next one will be Robert Johnson on the user workshop, which I initiated, but as I believe Robert, I didn't follow the discussion until the end. So if you can share a few words.
Okay, for the user session, well, it was an interesting blend of developers and users, so we made a little list of things that we were talking about. We talked a little bit about documentation, but I think Frank talked a lot about that yesterday. So we pretty much covered everything on that. Then we got into a rather lengthy discussion about external synths, both external in the sense of external hardware and external software synths, i.e. not plugins into use. Moser. The idea, or the problem rather, is that it's currently not possible in a sensible way to get patch info and automation info from an external synth. So you know what is available to take patches and so on. So there were some misunderstandings about what we were talking about. It took a long time, but we started talking about some simple ways of extracting, for starters, patch information. Talked about using SciSex, adding some new parameters at SciSex to get this information. And we also talked, and I think we mostly agreed that OSC would be a better choice, but we didn't provide any solutions, but it sounds like something we should probably look more into as a community. It's just not for use, it's for all application and all the external things. Then we talked a bit about the coming versions. We have a coming version 07.2 coming recently now. It's just bug fixes mainly, and hopefully we will get synchronization to external media equipment working. And a bit about that's the stable branch. The other branch, the 08 branch, that is long into the future. We talked a little bit about the new features there. There are many internal changes in that branch. For instance, or the most important one perhaps is automation, but you also mentioned that on the talk yesterday. And we're making, or Werner rather is making all the changes to the media routing. We talked a little bit about that we don't provide that much information about what features to expect in upcoming versions. And I agree that's a problem, something we should be better at providing, having something on the web page, even posting things on the mailing list. And we talked about separating into things we're going to implement and things that are on the wish list that we think we someday will implement, and things like that. I haven't slept that much, so that's it.
Thanks, Robert, and sleep tight. Right now, these are the first four names I had on my list. Is Tim Blechmann still here? He did the PD workshop, but I think he left already, so I can't ask him. Reinhard Katzmann for the Node Edit team. Is he still around? No. Okay, and Itzu, I think you did a short workshop on your the next step project. Would you care to say a few more words?
Sure.
Sorry for rushing a few words. I wasn't really sure what workshops took place. At some point, the list got lost. Almost where I just spent.
Actually, if you don't mind, I'll just do a quick recap of linuxaudio.org and Made in Linux, because they are tied in together. So we had a small workshop yesterday, and some of the brainstorming that took place there, as well as following the concept, was very glad to say that overall sentiment currently is from those of you whom I spoke to is that there is a general interest in generation of a foundation as part of the LinuxAudio.org consortium in order to foster further exposure of Linux audio. There have been also discussion obviously of the Linux logo, which would be one of many incentives that could be spawned from this consortium. And currently the idea is that basically the idea of logo is certainly something worth pursuing, but in its current state we'll need to see further revisions in order to be a productive and all-inclusive idea. And obviously in light of what Dave Phillips had mentioned earlier today, LinuxAudio Core Consortium will continue to foster all inclusiveness, meaning inclusion also of the projects which are cross-platform, which are obviously supporting the true nature of the new adopter.
Okay, so just the general question, is there any other person who has initiated a workshop and would like to say a few more words, or did I catch most of those that were running? Any hands, any signs, any daredevils? None.
Should we announce what the upcoming ones?
Oh yes, sure. For those who are still around here for a few hours, Josh Green is doing a workshop at 2:30, yeah. roughly.
It'll be a preview of the...
Of the upcoming Swarmy version of the SoundPhone editor.
More than a SoundPhone editor, it will be.
Perhaps just the microphone to say what you're going to talk about?
Sure.
Or rather, you can hear. I got one more.
Hi, my name is Josh, as Frank said. And I just realized that through the development process I've been going through with Swarmy, basically I have to rewrite again. It's been about 3.5 times I've rewritten it now. I haven't really done much PR or anything, so I wanted to, didn't really get together to do a talk, so I figured a BUF session would be a good way to basically present the next version of Swarmy, as well as a lot of the other technologies around it. It's going to be basically more than a sound phone editor. It'll be other formats as well, and it's got a lot of other application and library API for other users to basically take advantage of in their own software. So if you want to check it out, you're welcome to come.
Thanks, Josh. If I give Josh a chance to say about his upcoming workshop, I'll have to do the same for Martin Hartz, who is going to do a small short workshop on OSC. Just to say a few words about what you were just saying.
Yeah, it's not intended as a real workshop, it's really a burden of a better session. The original meaning. I wrote it down because nobody else wrote it down. I think it's important enough to talk about it with all the interested party, where it is at now, where we can go with it, and how chaotic it can get, or how streamlined it can get. So, really open. And the book looks small enough that maybe we can do it right after this session, and not wait until 3:30, because that might be a bit too late. I thought this was going to take much longer.
Thanks, Martin. Okay, so I think this is all I've had to say up to this point. The program is over, and thus ends the third International Linux Audio Conference, and it has went with the usual list of thank you sayings. I keep it short still. Gertz could just come with me so that we are showing again. We, as being the core organization team, like to thank you all for coming here, for writing papers, for closing meetings. Still, as Dave has already done for us a few hours ago, special thanks still go back again to Jörn, who is not here right now, and to Eric for doing all of the streaming, including Sebastian, over there, for doing the chat operation. You've all done a good job, and I think the show from last night, especially the live audio video DJing streaming, showed that this is pretty hot technology. Thank you very much for that again. Another few last minute items. We had a evaluation talk on Friday evening with a few of LAT people and a few of ZKM people to see about the future of the conference, because we're not sure if we are really on the right track or if we are losing focus somehow. After 1.5 hours of talking, we found out it seems to be on the right track, and so we are already now able to tell you that there will be a next LAC number 4 in Karlsruhe at the ZKM in 2006. There is no. But this will happen, I guess, in the next weeks or months, but we will know for sure when it's out. One thing that I would request from any of the visitors is feedback. We have our mail address, which is lac2005@zkm.de. If you have any criticism, honest criticism, just send it along so that we can plan for next year what has gone wrong, like times being too short, talks slipping too much in time, concerts being too loud, whatever. Send it to us so that we can get feedback. I said too loud! something else, you saw that we have these nice posters designed by a graphics artist for the ZKM. We still have some of these outside, so those of you who want to take a small souvenir with you, as long as they last, grab one for free. Also, if you still don't have enough of those DVDs, we have lots of them still outside for colleagues or friends or local user groups. We have a bunch. I guess one of the things we should work on for the next year is what Jörn mentioned this morning, we need conference t-shirts. For those who can't see, I just showed it on the camera so that you can see. Like this, this is roughly the design that we could take over, which was from the Linux Tag booth 3 years ago. Maybe something like this is possible next year if you find a nice sponsor. So we are working on that. Then I would just like to know from you, those who are still here tonight and just depart tomorrow, we are planning to go out together once more to an Italian restaurant where we go on Wednesday evening. Just give me a few hands of those of you who are still there so I can do a rough count.
What time, Frank?
Oh, sorry, that will be at around 6 p.m.
Okay.
Not
an Italian restaurant, please.
Sorry, it's the best Italian restaurant. So, 2 minutes. Thank you.
Frank, what's the plan for that? Will we just meet out in the lobby out here?
Yeah,
the
plan will be that we go from here by foot again. Yeah, okay. It's the same on Wednesday, so it's 50 minutes from here, and we just join at 6, so that we leave at maybe 6:30 or something.
Is there directions to the place for those of us who may...
Directions to that place? We have those city maps set outside, a few of them, and we can maybe ask either Mark or someone else to mark with a small cross where the restaurant is in the Fielstraße. And from there you should be able to find it. It's not too difficult. But those who cannot find it, let me know afterwards and I'll show them that where it is. Also for those who are still here for a few more hours, I think the internet cafe, the surf stations are still up until tomorrow, yes. Yes, almost?
Yes, we will shut it down tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay, so there's still time left.
So can we hack all night?
Hack all night, sure. Well, now we can break out again. Okay, so that's it, and then as a last step, there's questions.
No, they're just asking where they can get copies of the DVD, if they're
copies
not here.
Copies of the DVD, uh-huh. Well, we have been a sponsor, the German Linux Magazine, they've produced these for us, we received 1,000 pieces. I don't know how to get them out to those people. The ISO image, we could provide that, perhaps, that's, I think, roughly 3 gigabytes.
What's on it?
It's got, you were here on the first day, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's got a Planet Karma alpha version. Planet was nervous about this because it's still outdated, but anyway. It's got the papers of all talks, including some extra material, and it's got 3 ISO images of 3 other live Linux distributions, Dynabolic, Acuda Demo D121, and the SUSE Live CD from December last year. That's that. What have I forgotten? Anything you want to add, Götz?
Maybe the proceedings for download.
The proceedings, right. The proceedings will also be available for download within the next days. They haven't been online until now because this is what you get for being here instead of just being a virtual visitor. But they will be on web very soon as well. And so also again, I think I didn't mention this before, also thanks again to Ludka for being the financial head somewhat of this whole event. And thank you for allowing that this can take place again in 2006. Looking forward to that. really last official item would be that I would like all artists and talkers to come down for the usual group photo.
Ah,
so thank you, and that's it then.
Are we doing this outside again, or inside?
I think we can do it. Hans, kommst du mal volles Licht? Volles Licht, wenn es geht? Ein bisschen
laut, ja.
Artwork crashes! Take one more perhaps. Okay. Are the two outer sides also on the photo, or do you have to?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, then take Paul's camera once more and do two or three more shots with that one. Oh, come on, come on,
come on,
come on, sit.
Don't be shy.
Good dog, good dog.
Well, that's an episode of that.
This was recycled, right? They got the collar. One or two more, perhaps. And now, wave your hands. I try to.
But I guess the rear row is to cover. I guess the people in the rear row don't get
body dead.
I think it was any height.
It's intentional.
One more.
That's why I was on back row. It was one of the pictures.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's it. Yeah. Thank you all very much.
Yeah.
Now, for the Swami, be aware.
I hope.